Shuchov Zion, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yuzayin, Yer Hitoshim, May 7, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
If it is Gimel Lugim, visible Gimel Lugim, but here it's not visible Gimel Lugim, it's all absorbed, either in the sponge or in the Beifan Akli, and then it's squeezed out, you see. And he doesn't have to invert it. He can raise it the regular way. El Mabil Niso, Mael Niso Tidav. Kishver Hasanei. Rabbono Mashpil and Lukas Hano. Kele requires the same shear as Lukas Hano to be Mechaber. The Rabbi Yehuda Mafik, he distinguishes with his shape shape clearly. So, in order to have people who require a neck of Dalat Vokhin, who boy Dalat Vokhin, the God who will live a clean cotton, he shall live a clean laser in his shiver as a neck. So, Sak, with Nishamayim Morovi. Now, you have to remember, if you didn't look up Tshuva Mem in the Chamsi, you should look it up. So the Rabios Pshat, and then the Pshat that is attributed to Rashi according to the Chamsi. Neshamayim Rabbi, Mikri Arivo, Vein Terasri Alei, Mitzu Amikra, Yom Mikri Mitzel, in Zorich Bechweis Alpir, Kisho Kei, Shalimil Amayim Shemseich Hepesel Nesamikve, Kishachizel Nesecho. Kidnam Likamon Ferek Zayin, Elo Magbilo Umalek Dalko, She Amayim Shemseich Hanshu. Gisre, Pire Gisre, Mila Gisre, Mokemes Gisre, Shela Kli, Zitvayim, Vyit Meo, Usrosa Chutle Mayim, אלו שיש דימייז בספוסו, קרקס, כמו התלחר שנשבע, שאין כאין השבע השובה, ונכנוס עם המים לגיסטר את הרחיס מהדימייז. הכאילו שאיבו בהם פי אלו מתמוסו, כמי המיקרה מחובון ומים שבסייכו, כי זה קרקס, אבל במציאו הכאילו מן המים, ועדיין בעבר הגיסטרה, ניתנו המים הדבוקים בקוי, מעבר הגיסטרה. Even though it's a Sheva Kele, but the halacha is that if it's Isen, Neim, Lachri, or Rishenio, so it's still Mikavu Tume, and it can transmit to me. It's in a Sakri, it's a Mashtu Teir, Meim, Shem, Itam, in a Sakri. Avon, where my Tokma, אז מי קבע מים עצמו? לא דוף מייס, מה בעתנו? אם המים צוף נועתנו, כשישי הוגי לבו, לא דוף, אם ניתמיו, גם ניתמיו, אם ניתמיו, so then, they become toyer again. גם ניתרו, אבל בתוך הסמורות לא דוף, יש מייס, לפרשנו רתח לשלוד עם איתנו, או לא צדר אל עם המים. So the Mayim is Mitame Yodayim, and there was no feeling in Yodayim again after we became Tame. Now, Mishne Zayim. Eo Mikroyes Kishver Sanei, Uvio Chacholok Sheetz Boyes Chizes Lukeim. סופי כשבר הסנאי, צופי שני כשבר הסנאי, פסור. נשיים נעקר, וכן כזייס ונמס, כזייס ונמלו. וחדוש המנשרת, כל שיאמי כשבר הסנאי, ממעקו. ובשביל למיר אימר, כל שמדרי הסמיים מקווי. עירות פירוש עירות מקווייץ, שוב בצד מקווה כושר, או יחוצה בצד שולה, או ישניים חסרים, צורך שיריך כהנקב כשפיפרש של ניסנים לפי הנק. לפי הנק. So, what's the Rosh say here? בתחילש, that in order to be מכשיר שוב, there has to be a connection of Shveras HaNeim. That's a big chiddush, because there are many Rishonim who say that Sin Shov is only the Rabbanon, so you don't, so you don't mash it, you don't do the Shveras HaNeim. But the Rosh, so they say Shveras HaNeim is reference, this Mishnah is reference to Mi'arif, the case where he wants to kasher in Mikvah Haseo, by joining it in Mikvah Shleimo, or by he wants to kasha two Mikvahs Haseos. He has two Mikvahs, each one of which has only 20 saw. But in order to be Machshir, a year to form Mikvah Shuvo, so you don't have to connect it with the Shara Zamei. Even with the Mashk, we see Mishneches, you see. But the Rosh says, Pirush il mikvei shol bitzad mikvei kosher, o yuchosa bitzad cholet. So the chibur of shol to sheini shol requires the same kind of nekev as the chibur of yuchosa bitzad cholet. It's a big chidesh. O yishnayim chaserim, so sheirecha nekifar v'neish nizani. Ki uvi ashifarets, וככל ושיעור שתי אצבעות ורבע שמהפכו בשיר חנקי. וכן כזייס נמס, ומסופי כי מאיש וכזייס נוואב תומי, ישירים נדרייסי, ופרי הסמיים, שחוצים הגדילים במים. Now, here is a very difficult, complicated torch, המשנחס. מתארין את המקווה אלי מן התחתו ואורוכת מן הכל כיצד מי ביסירים של חרס ושל ליבר ומניח יודו פתחתו עד שהוא סמל עם מים ומי שכן עם הסיכי וכיסר עדיין כיסר that's less than שדר זמן הוי הבן מן אבוי מסור ותחתו נמדו ממהוי ביקטה וניסן אליין עד שירדו לתחתן אבוי מסור. So what, how did the Rashi explain? There are two problems. One, כיסרו is less than שדר הסנאי and it's even less than פרפתפיח according to the Rashi. Secondly is אליין נתחתן so it's כתפס and it's not even good אחיס it's good אסיק. Only the Meir holds we say good asik. But all the other Tanoim say we don't say good asik. So we pass on like we don't pass on like a Meir. So how does the Rashi explain it? That this is reference to a show. A show is only the Rabbah. So that's why. So Katafras is Skibo and we don't need Ishifaras and eight connection. We don't need Tefeach Latfeach. Even Tefeach will be enough. Because we got the show. Samin, the Rash doesn't say it here explicitly, but he refers it to what he says in Perichas of Taras, Mishetes, and there he says, because Shov is in the Rabbon, Shov is in the Rabbon, so Melech, So mele zin shov is in the rabbon. So mele we don't even require to fear about fear. So we need to fear him. Now let's see the rosh. Mitarim is a mikro elim in a tachim. The orochik in a kol. Kini shnei mikvois. Shein di mishipu ha'o. Umei bi silay. Umei sein rei sheyachot de elim. Fi rei sheyachot di tachte. Ubi tzad elim yi ha'asilim zichamay. Mishipu ha'asilay. יהיה כשיר זה, כשישמר לו למטו יגיע תחתיסו מצד אלי במים שבאלי וכשמסכים המים לרדת ונמליק ואלי לתחתם יומיח יודי לפי הסילים של למטו עד שישמר לו הסילים גם במים וכשיושר יודו נמציאו שני מקפויס מחיבורי מחיבורים במים כריחת בשבר הסמאים רגע איך וכשירד המים למטו ישועה ומסוק עם פיסר ודאי. So, it's a very strange pshat. In other words, he says that for one moment there has to be Shifaras Ali connection. But after that, the connection can be reduced as long as there will be Mashi connection all the time. In Mashu connection all the time. Now, so that's a very remarkable chicken. Rabbi Yeruchem has two issues. Whether the chibur of the chibur of the year to fall, Mikre Shuvo, has to remain all the time, or if there is chibur for one moment, then you can sever the connection, and the heretofore mikre shuvah will remain kosher. So the first notion is that the chibur has to take place for only one moment. But and the second notion is no. The moment it's severed, so it again becomes kosher. Now, the Mechaber and the Rambo passed like the first Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchem, that the Chibur to be Mitayar Shov has to exist for one moment on, but the Shach is Chishish for the second Rosh. Now, we saw that the Rash here agrees in the second Rosh, because the Rash says we don't have to be Chishish. Maybe the connection was severed. We don't have to be chishish. Maybe the connection was severed. But the implication being that if we know it was severed, then it's possible. It's possible. The Rashi. And the Rambam is also like that. We saw that. Now, what is the shita of the Rosh here? The shita of the Rosh here is that for one moment, there has to be Shifaras Aleif connection. But then, all the time, even a Mashi connection is enough. That's what he said. Nimzu Shnei Mikvois Mechuborin Bimayim Bireichav Shifaras Aleif Rega Echot. One moment. Uchshenei Yodu המים למטו ישועים וסוקים לובים תאנטאץ' כיסר עבידי. What kind of הרוח is this? ויורוכת מן הקורא ולחשינון שמו בית שהוא תבל בעוד עומדי פסיק השום. Some of the words like the Rash. But suppose we know that the person severed the connection completely, so then it is possible by the second Rosh of Rambam. But But what one thing has, he says, the connection of Shveras and Eid does not have to remain all the time. A Mashi connection has to remain all the time. But the Shveras and Eid connection has to be there for only one moment. What's the Shite? What's the Shite of the Lash? Well, let's just finish. Yeah. Now the question is how to explain the Rosh. Now, how do all the poskim, all the achrayim explain the two lishinim? One lishin rabbi means that the ashoke, the chibur, has to exist for one moment, and the other lishin is it has to exist all the time. Right. Now, it goes without saying. If you have two mikvahs chaser, or you have one mikvah shleima and one mikvah chaser, and you want to join the mikvah chaser to the other mikvah chaser or to the mikvah shleima, so you can only be tevei in the here before mikvah chaser as long as the connection is maintained. The shveras hanit connection is maintained, but the moment it's severed, so you cannot be tevei. That goes without saying, because of what avail is the connection that has existed for some time if right now it doesn't exist. So over there, regarding mikve chaseo and mikve shemo, mikve chaseo and chaseo, so it's a question of chibur and nil. So the moment is severed, there is no chibur. So maybe it cannot be taken in the year to fall. But show is different according to the first washer. Why is show different? So the reason is because show is different because by show, according to the first washing, because Ashoke is based not upon Chibur, but upon Zri, like the Ashoke of mind made. So if you bring mind made in contact with the Mikveh, so then it becomes Doya. So the Gemara in Beit Hakitre says, Mabili a kli on gabi meme. In other words, suppose you have a kele that is stomach and that has mind made. So you bring that kele and you put it adjacent to the mikveh, so that the water in the kele in the pail comes in contact, joins the water in the mikveh, and then the kele becomes toer. And the mind become toya, then you can take away the kele with the heretofore mind made, and everything is toya, because the ashoke of mind made is based upon the din of zriye. Just as there is a halacha of zriye regarding pears, let's say suppose a pear was recovered to me, a carrot, potato. He told it to get carrot. He told it to get potato. So he came to me. So there is one way of being retired, by replanting it in the ground. So that's the aloha of Hashok, of mind made, also sleep. Also sleep. There it goes without saying that it's based upon sleep. And the moment you bring it in contact with the mikveh, then you can sever the the connection, you take it away, and it remains toyer. I mean, because there it's based upon a halacha of zri. I mean, that's a gemara in Sochim b'chol dalet, that the din of shoki of here before mind main is based upon the din of zri. So the first lashon Rabbi Yochanan who says that the same thing is true of the ashoki of shuvim holds that just as the ashoki of mind main is based upon zriya, so the ashoki of mind shuvim is also based upon zriya. So he says that the connection doesn't have to be maintained all the time. Just as the Gabe mind main, it does not have to be maintained all the time. The second lashon apparently holds there is a distinction between the din ashoke of mind main and the din ashoke of Gabe mind shuvim. The ashoke of mind main is based upon zriya. You have to plant that in the mikveh. How do you plant it in the mikveh? By joining it in the mikveh. Whether by dumping it in the mikveh or by bringing it in contact with the mea mikveh. So then, in effect, you are zriya et in the mikveh. So that the connection does not have to be maintained for a time. Machine in the ashoke of mind shuvim is based upon chibur. In other words, because by being mechuba to the mikve, it itself requires a shemikve. So a mechuba with mikve to mikve. So mele, only as long as it's mechuba to mikve, it has a shemikve. But the moment you sever the connection, it doesn't have a shemikve. So mele, it's possible that. It is possible. So apparently, the shite of the longest of the Rosh is this part. Now, we discussed in regard to Amshoch. So the Shilta Shite is, that Amshoch Bikulei is ineffective. However, if you had Mayim Shuvim in the Mikveh, Mem saw Mayim Shuvim in the Mikveh, and then you are Mamshich, the Mem saw Mayim Shuvim, you are Mamshich to another place, so it's not kosher for Tfilah. But if it starts raining, and an additional Mem saw pours in, then you can take it. So how did we explain this? The shul, that's the shite of the shilkes. This the shite of the shul. So we explain this fact because the shilke shite is that they are two psuri in shul. One is a psul, show the psul, let's say, gimuni, then according to all the shame, it's only possible in Rabbo, either ice, it's kosher. Only according to Ramnetam, if the initial gimuni is shown, so then it's possible in the ice. Alright, only the initial gimuni, and that's only Ramnetam shit, but all the other shame are chilek, and they hold that even the initial gimulugim shuvim do not parcel the mikveh in the ice. So that's a psul. In the Rabban, there is a psul. Gimulugim shuvim parcel the mind. But even on the Rabban level, it has a shemitre. But it's a shemitre psul. It's a shemitre psul. The Rachmosho, I mean, not that there is any shaykhas, should it think for a moment that there is any logical connection. So there are also, I mentioned the Shittas Arayba, the Gabei, Nintze Echad Menkor, the Apostle, in the school of Taylor. So the Arayba says, that's only if he has a Shemim. But the Apostle, the Kore, the Roshi, but plainly the Banu Yatzeni, then we do not say Because the Gabi Atzme doesn't even have Shemait, and Pliny Baalishti, so Baal Bishte is in Moldova, so he doesn't have it, so he's Nemon, Yam Kabu Deides, the Gabi Atzme. We do not say, Ilish Potl Tos Potl Kolo, since it's Potl the Gabi Ishte, because Baal Bishte is not the Rabbi says, is not a Psul. It's not a possibility. It's no end. Ishtaki Gufi. When somebody testifies against himself, plainly, it doesn't tell us anything. So there is such a thing as a possibility, but it is a hesitation. And no end is at all. There are motion. So there is such a thing as a shemitve, but a possibility. And it doesn't tell us anything. So Gimel Lugin with the Rabon Pasels, so Yigman the Rabon left with Tez Shemit. It has a Shemit. But it's possible. But let's say if it's Kulisho, if it's Kulisho, we mentioned it a number of times, or Ubisho, so then it doesn't have a Shemit. Needless to mention a point to the Shemit, who say that Kulisho, Ubisho, is possible in the Raise, so of course he doesn't have Shemit. But even the Rishayim who say that Kulishov, Rubishov is Koshan in the Raise, but in the Rabbonon, only in the Rabbonon is possible, but there is a basic distinction between the Psul of Mutishov, of Gimulugin, and Kulishov. Yeah, in the Rabbonon level itself. Gimulugin, Mutishov, even at the Rabbonim level, it has a Shemit. But it's possible. But Kulishol, Rubishol, the whole apoches in the Rabbonim does not even have a Shemit. Hamshoche is effective to be makia the psul of Shemit. But if the heretofore mind shulim did not have a Shemit, so through Hamshoche, a Shemit is not held. Hamshochet cannot endow it with the Shemit, cannot confer Shemit, if the Shemit we had, but it was possible, so Hamshochet can be Makia the Psul, but Hamshochet cannot confer Chalei Shemit on something that does not have Shemit, does not have Shemit. So Mele, the Shite of the Shilkes is true, that Hamshochet Hamshoche is effective, could be effective, and Kulishov also. But and Kulishov is not effective, because if it's Kulishov, Rubishov, so then it doesn't have a Shemitve. So how could Hamshoche confer a Chalei Shemitve? But if Yudishov, so then a Shemitve it has, but it's possible. So the Hamshoche is Matkia. The Psul. So maybe the Shulchan says, but if it was Kulishov, and then your Mamshich, all the Memsov, into another place. So the Psul of Shov was spoken, but you cannot retain them in the same Memsov, because these Memsov never had a Halishan Mikve. And Amshoche is incapable of confirming the Halishan Mikve. But the moment it starts pouring, and an additional Memsor pours into the new Be'er, so then the Shemitri is Chal because of the additional Memsor that pours into the new Be'er. There's the Pshat in the... There's the Pshat in the Shultes, the Shultesheet. So Mele, when the Rosh says here, when the Rosh says here that in order to effect Hashok on year before Manchuri, so for one moment we have to make sure there is a Shvar Samit connection between the year before Mikra Shuvah in the mikveh sheinish, and on a permanent level, there has to be a mashu connection. What does it mean, mashu? I think, according to the Rosh, mashu doesn't mean less than tefiah batiah, but tefiah batiah. The Rosh says that kisaro means even less than tefiah batiah, but according to the Rosh, kisaro means tefiah batiah, not shviferes hamid. So why is it that there has to be permanently a connection of tefiah batiah? Because this Mishneh has reference to a mikveh that is kulishon, not just gimulukishon. So mele there are two psul attaching to this mikveh. One, a psul of shon. It's not less than gimulukishon. And then, if it's kulishon, it doesn't even have a shemikveh. Whether the Raisa or the Rabbah, that's Machlok Yestori, Machlok Yosheni. But it's not important whether the Raisa or the Rabbah. There are two psul. One is psul of Shol, and one because it does not have a Shemik. So, in other words, in order to be Mafkia, the psul of Shol, then we must resort to the concept of Zriyeh. Zriyeh, like being Maftia, the tumor of heretofore mind made. So that involves a process of Zriyeh. So Zriyeh, in order that it should be considered that the heretofore mind shuri are planted in the mikveh, there has to be a shveres hamid connection. If there is just a tefiah batfiah connection, then it's not considered zriyeh. It's considered chibur, but not zriyeh. In order to be mafkiah, the psul of shol, even though it's mirabon, then we have to resolve to the concept of zriyeh. And when can it be considered zriyeh? Like planting the heretofore mind shuvim in the mikveh, only if there is a shifaras hamid connection, then there is zriyeh. But if there is less than shifaras hamid connection, so there is no zriyeh. Now, there is no zriyeh if there is less than shifaras hamid connection. But some mele, for one moment, the connection has to be as large as Shveras Hamid, because without the Shveras Hamid connection, you don't have Zriyeh. We say Hamikle. Some mele, the Psul of Shol is not Pokal. So according to the Rosh, even to be Mafkia, the Psul of Shol, because of just Gimulugi Mayim Shuvi, would also require Ishvara's Hamid connection. Ishvara's Hamid connection. But then, if there was Ishvara's Hamid connection for one moment, and then it was severed, so true that Psul of Shov was spoken, but since it was Kul Shov, so not only did it have the Psul of Shov, but it didn't have Shemikveh. It didn't have Shemikveh. So, by connecting it to a mikveh, so then there is aloche, kolam chubal mikveh mikveh. But only as long as it's connected to mikveh, so it has Shemikveh. The moment it becomes detached from mikveh, it's not the chubal mikveh anymore. So, it doesn't have Shemikveh. But, in order that if you have Shemikveh, it's not necessary to have Shifaras Hamid connection. Even Tefiah Batfiah is the voice of Chaim says. Shifaras Hamid is our Ishio Niu. Since it's Ishio Niu, so it's also a requirement, Ishio Nzriya too. Because if it's not Niuad, it's not considered planted Niu. Mashenkin, Chibur, we don't wish God's name. Tefiach v'tefiach is a shiur chibur. So that's why the Rosh requires, two things. First of all, a momentary Shutar's Lake connection, and the permanent Tefiach v'tefiach. A momentary Shutar's Lake connection he requires in order to mafia the soul. So even if he just give looking shuvim, new shuvim, but in order to mafia the soul, we have to resort to the concept of zriye, and it cannot be considered zoruah b'secha mikve if it's not nurev with the mea mikve. So mele, there has to be a shvazanit connection, but only for a moment. But, and in a chanamit, if the mikve shuvo has not been kurisho or rubisho, just unity show, then the Rosh wouldn't require that a tefiach connection should remain, should be maintained all the time. Then the Rosh would only require that a momentary Shvitar Sanit connection. But here we are, the Mishnah deals with the Kulish Olim, Rubish Olim. So mainly the Atutsu, one the soul of Shov, and one the fact that he doesn't have a shemitche. So in order to be mafkia the soul of Shov, so a shikara's connection is enough for one moment. Is enough. But since it's going Shov, to the soul of Shov for Spoka, as a result of the momentary Shitar's connection. But it never had the Chalish Mikve. So we have to confer on it the Chalish Mikve. How can we confer on it the Chalish Mikve? By being the Chubal Mikve. The moment he said that, it's not the Chubal Mikve. So he doesn't have the Mikve. So he cannot be taken to say that. I think that's the Baib Shah in the Rosh. That's the Baib Shah. Avik, Avik Peirush Baruch, Mubiv Shamayim Shokhu Yisechei, Yerdim in Am Betel Yisech Avik, Vavik Ulo Shechkak, Ki Ahid Yipelik Hakim Yitzrabe, Viyachar Shorochtsu Bechamim Shebimerchetz, Mishtatkin Bimayim Shebeam Betel, Vitevim Be, Viyavik Ukli Matches, ואם היא באמצע או עם בתא ויהיה איש ויש לי נקד וכשהם עושים מעם בתא פסח לנקד פעבי פייצים כל מעם בתא לחוץ וסיפו את הנקד וממשיך עם מים אחרים לעם בתא ובזמן שהוא באמצע הפייסר, כהמיים שבסיר ישורים, וכל מים בתגורים הוגע בקהלים. אבו אם הוא אבק, נצב לא יפייסר, מפני שמים בתגורים הוגע בי, ומה שבסיר לצד, הוא שואו, ואבו מים בתגורים מתפקושר, סומך ומתפשואו. ורבון סברה, אם כבלם בתרוויצקים שיגיע לאבי, כי הוא מקבל את ממסו דומה. ומשום תרוויס הוא שיר מיקלם מלרייצה, כי איזם סיפרי כמה לבסוחים, ושוב אינו אבית פייסלי, ורבל הסובה שם אבית, מקבל פה והוא פייסל בין נצא ובין אמצע, ואפילו הוא מקבל עם בתא לביסקי שיגיע לאבית. המתארס, המתארס של מרחץ, שיקרס לסבונים, שאיסים, זו בסד זו, צ'ווס, משוטית, ומתאר בן הזה, וכל מה שני מתחתי למים שובים, ובלבים למים שירים, ישירים, אף עוד משדרך המים האלה ותחתינו ללילו ראים כל המים שכנגד הנקד עדיף נשים שכנגד הנקד כאילו מתארת עלינו even though it's not the nature the tendency of water to go upward that it's gravity downward but not upward gravity but That's the halacha. That what is the kfiya neged is considered actually minimal. That what is b'fia neke is considered actually yor. It's chel. But we passing like a daisy. Now, last week, didn't I go over the whole rash in Perkhas Mishites? Didn't I go over? I didn't go over the rash in Perkhas Mishites. I didn't go over. All right. Now, we'll postpone that for Thursday. I would like to give the shiur on Thursday. So we'll go over the Rash in Perches Mishetes, and perhaps I'll discuss the Reb Chaim in Tumasot. That is very the most basic Reb Chaim in a certain voice, but maybe in all of the Reb Shalom Chaim. But I don't want to discuss it by reading every word. I just want to discuss it by peh, you see. Me not reading every word, you see. So, you should go over the whole Reb Chaim. I mean, too much often. So, alright. Now, so. But now, it's only 7 minutes after 12 now. Why, later? What? 12 o'clock. In other words, my watch is starting, surprisingly.
It's 12 minutes after 12.
Oh, it's 12 minutes after 12. Okay. So it is 12. I thought there was an aberration in my watch. For the first time, it's fast. Alright. Now we'll start Perizai. Yeish ma'alim es ha-mikveh v'loi peisoi. So certain things, certain liquids or even solids can supplement to the members of the mikveh, and it doesn't pass it. Peisoi v'loi ma'al, and then there are certain things that cannot be mashed in our bosom, and on the contrary, if it falls into the mikveh, it passes it. Loi ma'alim loi peisoi. There are certain things that are neither capable of being mashed in themselves, and dimu lubim of it doesn't pass. It's ma'alim lemeiri. And elo ma'alim. These liquids or semi-liquids or what or solids, so mild loy paste, they can be mashed into our body, so but the gimulugim of it doesn't pass on it. Hashelek, the abod, never snow, can be mashed into them, so. Hail, they are cut there, they are green, that means ice, they are frozen, it's also like ice, agreed, they are melach, salt, they are titaniyot, soft mud, Omar Rabakide, Hoyo Rabbi Shmuel Donkey Negdi Lima, Hashelegin Malas Amir. Rabbi Akiva said that Rabbi Shmuel argued with me, whereas I said the challenge can be mashed to the Memsor. In other words, suppose you had 30 saw of water and then 10 saw is supplemented of snow, so it's washed into the mikveh. That's what Taira Bakira said. So Rabbi Shmuel argued, he said, "Any malah samchel, the yidu anshimit ve mishmei, shom alohem, tziyu ve yogiu shelek, ve yasu mikveh batchil." But the residents of Nidre, there's a town where he lived, Rabbi Shmuel, testified in his name that he was matter them to prepare a mikveh exclusively of shalom. So in other words, so the question arises, Rabbi Shmuel was Caesar himself. What is it? Rabbi Shmuel was not consistent with his own views. At first, he argued with Rabbi Akiva, and he said that not only you cannot make a mikveh exclusively out of snow, you cannot even use it to supplement the mikshom. In other words, suppose you have 39 saw mikshom, and then you add, you dump one saw of snow, it's not a kosher mikveh. And then, in his own city, he told the residents of the city that they can make a mikveh exclusively out of snow. So how was this Caesar himself? So the Rambam Perusha Mishnah says, but he agreed with Rabbi Akiva's wife. But he just said to Rabbi Akiva, don't think it's such a double part. In other words, I'll tell Rabbi Kua. Like, I mean, Rahavra. If suppose you have a debate, and one person debates the affirmative, and the other person debates the negative, it doesn't mean that the one who debates the affirmative, so he really believes in the affirmative. It could be vice versa. Let's say, it could be vice versa. So, I mean, Lahavra. So, Rabbi Shmuel just argued the opposite point of view, but he agreed with Rabbi Akiva. Now, so, from this Mishneh, Rabbi Shmuel is mentioning the Bichidesh. Because the Mishneh at first just mentioned Eilu Ma'ilim Lui Peisli Nashalei V'abor V'akfeo V'agli V'amolach V'atit Anayot. So you could say, since the Mishneh mentions Shalei together with Melach and Titanoruk, and Titanoruk is only kosher to be Mashal. In other words, if you have Chofalot So Mikshomim and you have Yuteso soft mud, so it's kosher. But to make a mikveh exclusively out of mud, even though it's soft, that's not. So maybe the same thing is true of shalek too. But eidu anshe mikveh mishnei shom alehem tzihu ve'yoviu shalek ve'asu mikveh betchilo. So that means that the mikveh was prepared exclusively out of shalek. That even the Tanakhame doesn't allow. So there is a big achilish. So many of the Shem say there's the Shite of the Rosh, and probably the Shite of the Rash too. I mean, it's not so posh, but probably the Shite of the Rambam too, even though the Shach says, no, the Rambam Shita is not like that. But the Shita of the Rosh, and possibly the Rambam, and the Rash is, the Chelev is kosher even to be used completely prepared for all the mitzvot of Shabbos. And not only a squid shallot that melted, even solid shallot can be used exclusively for it. In other words, so according to the Rosh, and possibly according to the Rambam and the Rash, so a nide or any tummy can, when there's a lot of snow on the ground, can immerse himself or herself in the solid snow, and that will be a good thing, in the solid snow. Even before it is squeezed out into water, it is crushed and melted into water. And Rabbi the Mordechai in Shabbos says so the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Now that's a very important Mordechai. In Shabbos, the end of Perek Lamedtes. Now the last paragraph in the Mordechai in Shabbos and Perek Lamedtes is there is Shin Lamed Beis, the paragraph. Echod Hidbiles Ishtei Bishalek Sheinim Fusha Umarzik Memso. Marzik Memso. I thought it was Rabbi Shmaya. The Hira Rabbi Simche She also a tefillah. So Rabbi Simcha passed that the tefillah was a good tefillah, even though it was in solid shalot. V'raye b'miseches mikvois v'itnan ha'shelet v'aborod malin ha'mikveh v'loi pesel al memutah lidu b'shalot. So in other words, so Rabbi Simcha sharp words that were, even though the Mishnah says Mali, maybe Mali means it can be Mashri, the way the writer explains it in Malanefesh, that Mali means it can be Mashri in Memso. In other words, if you have Chofalev so, make Shomim, then you dump, you test so, a mute of snow, so it's Mashri, like Titanol, like Melach, and so on. But you cannot make a mikveh exclusively out of shalot. But Rabbi Simcha assumed that when it says Gabi shalot malin, so it means even all the memsor out of snow that was not crushed, that did not melt. So he says, "Filekeli may not be behuf shel kamayre," that when the Mishnah says Malinus amike, it is reference to snow that was crushed and melted into water. So he says, Yos pshite dalik mishomai. So what kind of a chidesh is it? That's Hamnesim Chashi. Vichein porkosa Rabbi Boruch Mimagenzi, like Hamnesim Chashi. The Arab Rebbeza Mibin, before Shahid Misakas Mikvois, Sheveisi, Aira Shehufsho. So Rebbeza Mibin, he says that when the Mishnah says Shelek is Malas Amikve, it has reference to Shelek that was crushed and melted and changed into water. So then the kashi is, so what kind of a chiddush is it? Then it's water mamesh. So the chiddush is, even though the shell was originally dumped by your dying into the bear, so you could say it choked, so even after it melts, so it's possible it will be seichel. So kamashnalon, that there is no psul of shol. That's the chiddush. Since it was dumped in a state of shalek, of solid shalek, so after it melts, it is kosher for tefillah, even though originally it was shol. Vokamashnalon din shumna. So it's a machlekes chishen. But then, the Raimet in Bala Nefesh, he says that when the Mishnah says, Malin will basically it as reference to Shalit Mamish, that was not Rufsha, that wasn't crushed, didn't melt, but the Mishnah only allows it to be mashed, but not to be used for all the mimsum. So it's like titanolog. You cannot make a mikveh of mimsum exclusively out of mud, but if you have kufalef saw mitshomim, and then you add your test saw titanolog, so then it's okay. So the same thing is true of shabbat. Now, to the Raivad in Bala Nefesh raises the question, so why is the Yiduan Shemitra Mishnei Shomalem Tzuvo Viu Shalek the Asumitra Bitzchilo? That implies that it can be made exclusively out of Shalek. So he says, what Rabbi Shmuel passed to the An Shemitra Viu Shalek the Asumitra Bitzchilo, he meant and you make it melt first. So then, after it's hufsha, so it can be used or even exclusively out of shalek. But before it's hufsha, only to be mashed, but not exclusively out of shalek. But the Raivad also agrees with the shite of all the other shame, that insofar as the psul of shol is concerned, so there is no psul of shol, regarding shol. And even though the solid snow was dumped bekatev, into the bear, so after it is hufsha, after you crush it and you melt it into water, it's kosher for tefillah. There is no psul of shol regarding shalek. Since it was really bekatev in the state of shalek, in the form of shalek, so even after it is hufsha, it is kosher little misir. That even Rabbi Lezer Mbim agrees, because Rabbi Simche, he said, that when the Mishnah says mashlim, shalek is mashlim, so even before it's ufsha, and Rabbi Simcha said, because after it's ufsha, so it's Michael Mashlim, but Rabbi Lezer Mbim says after it's ufsha, and as to the kashe, Michael Mashlim, so he says that there is no psul of shol. So even Rabbi Lezer Mbim agrees that there is no psul of shol. So, inasmuch as it was dumped, as it was nisha, in the form of snow, so the Raivad agrees with it, because the Raivad says, "Is the Yidam Shemitah Mishnei Shomer and Tzuvah of Yu Shalei, Vasumikra Betchilo, all the Nemsol was out of Shalei, but it was crushed into water. It was melted into water. So, Shmuel passed from them, that even though it was originally shol, it was still kosher. The one rishi there is one Rishi who is Machmir and who says that the Psur of Shov applies to Shalit also. Applies to Shalit also. That's the Baal Moya. In the Baal Moya area is Asoges and the right. But what does the Baal Moya do with the Mishnei? The Yidu and Shemidu and Mishnei Shalom Alem Su'u V'yoviyu Shalit V'yasu Yitle B'tchilo. So, but Chol, so the lawyer says, if you wait the Anshi Mikveh, prepare the Mikveh. So it was in the following manner. In other words, he advised them to don't pierce the Mikveh. So he advised them to don't memso Salim Chalek. Into the here on the border of the mikveh, and then it melted. First, men saw solid snow was here. Then it was squashed, and then it started to drip into the veil by itself. Into the bear by itself, some melee, and he said, had they, and that's very interesting. You remember some time ago, we went over in Maram in the Gurus Aliyas, not the Gurus Aliyas, but the Talmud of the Baal Talmud, but the Gurus Aliyas of Kanyosa Bach's Nefesh Chayes. So he also has a Kuntras Gurus Aliyas. So the Gurus Aliyas of the Nefesh Chayo mentions a Chude from Marami Muhovi. And the Marami Muhovi mentions the Machlekes between Chachme Italia and Chachme Venezia. Because there always was a problem how to set up the place. It's not so easy to set up the place. So, if there hadn't been enough show, so then it would be very easy to prepare anything. You just fill up pails with water, and then you dump them into the bear. Very simple way. But there is a sort of show. So we have to reiterate that the Mishonim should not pass into a tailor, and they should not be in the carpet. So what did the Chachme Venezia say? Chachme Venezia just a declare. Chachme Venezia. In other words, to get a perforated kele, with tiny pores. Because if you have big coffee, so it will not be capable of preserving the water even for a moment. But to make minute pores in the pail. Minute pores. Now, and they relied on the Shita of the Ravio, that if you have a kele that has a number of small mikoki, in total it's a shikar zanei, but each necker by itself is very tiny. And if that kele is in Huber to mikveh, to imayon, so then it doesn't pass, it doesn't become short. Some mele, they got a number of perforated pails and many tiny pores in kavi, so it was capable of preserving water. They filled it up with water from the mire, and they pulled it on the ground as it was connected to the mire. They pulled it to the bay, and then they spilled it on the border of the bay, and then it dripped in by itself from the border. They poured it here, and here is the bear, then it dripped in by itself. So the Chachm of the Netzie were matter. Chachm Yitaye Asim Yitaye. We discussed it at great length. In other words, what was the longest of the Chachm of the Netzie? The longest of Chachm of the Netzie was as follows. There are two types of show. There is one type of show to greet. There's another type of show of Yuridikah. Some mele, insofar as the soul of show decree is concerned, so in view of the fact that the pails had many tiny coffee, in total adding up to a shikarasanei, some mele. Some mele in total intended up to Shvitaras Hanei, so didn't have Shem Kele. Didn't have Shem Kele, so it didn't become show on the basis of show because it had a neke, Kishvaras Hanei, and there is silk. As long as they are Mechubea to a Mikve Shleimo, here they were Mechubea to 3 miles. So, but then there is another question. But they don't it near the mikveh, so let it become show on the basis of milah dikate. So let you say, if they had don't it directly into the mikveh, then it would have become show on the basis of milah dikate. But they don't look adjacent to the mikveh. Then it dripped down by itself. So it didn't involve the shayla of Amshocha Mikulei. We passed in Amshocha Mikulei. Is it effective? But here, so that would only be shayla if it had become shol in Kele. Then you would dump it from the Kele. On the border, so Amshocha Mikulei wouldn't be effective. But here it never became show on the basis of show degree because it had many nikomi. In total, it had an ekev kisharasane. So you want to parcel it on the basis of show because of mila bikate. So when is a child to say show because of mila bikate? That's only if it is dumped. Bikatev directly into the mikveh. But if it is mila bikatev and it is dumped on the border, on the karke, adjacent to the mikveh, and then it drips in by itself, so it's neither the show of show bikri, nor the show of mila bikatev. It's not show bikri because the pails had many mikovim. And it's not show because of mila bikate, because it wasn't mila bikate directly into the mikveh, but it's in the karka adjacent to the mikveh. So we don't have to resort to amshoche. That's the longest of the Chachmei Venetzi. And the Chachmei Italia, Wachir, they said that even if you are mila bikate and the karka, some of the mikveh and then it drips in by itself, so it's also show, but you have to resort to amshoche. So amshoche, pasuk amshoche b'kulei, is not effective. Now this Bala Moir, besides the big chiddush of the Bala Moir that the psul of show applies to snow also, so the Bala Moir mentions the longness of the Chachmei Venetzi. We discussed it at great length. Rabbi Yechon ben Noé Meir, Rabbi Nabot Kemayim, Hail is like Mayim. Some Mele Gimulugim of Hail, Passels the Mikh. Kitzat Mayim Meloi Paisley. מקווה שיש באבויים סוף חוסר אחס נופו מהם סול מסייכים ולא נמצאו מייל לבי פייסלים רק יש מעלים משלים לאבויים סוף ולבי פייסלים וגימו לודים שובים וכולם מפורש כיצד הכפי שום שידים מקווים ריב מים שקופו על פני אורץ על פני המים תתענות תתחך ורוקת שנעסק מרעיק אבל הבורות כמים כמים שופים דף ומליקם ומפייסלים ולמיילים ונהלוכה כרביך מנעורי והלוכה כידוסו של אנשי מדווה שאיסיני כמי השלג אפילו איך התחילה נמצו מיילים שישלימו ולא יפייסלים דמולוגים שובים שאוסוי אבי איסם דמולוגים ולא יפלם מקליקה אלו פייסלים ולא ימר המים בין בין תהרים המים שובים בין תמיים בין תהרים גמולוגים פסלס ומחושים ומשלוקס ויתמד עד שריחנו מקבושים מים שכופשו בין זייצים ירוקים. Now it's water in which you soak vegetables. That's מקבושים. מישלוקיס means water in which you cook vegetables or fruit. והתמת, תמת חרצן וזגים ושמורים שנעשים עליהם מים. Suppose you have a pulp of grapes and then you pour water on it. So that's תמת. Until it starts fermenting, so it has a bean of water. But the moment it starts fermenting, so it's prepared, then it's wine. The moment it starts fermenting, so it's wine. Kate had tasted the loy mali. מקווה שיש בי אבוים סוך עושה קורטל ונופו מן קורטל פיסי חיים is loyal oats that mashu and if you don't pin גימו לוגי so פייסלי ושיש לוגי אבל שור המשקי ומפיירס והציר והמוריס ויניגר and the attempt to shake meats after it starts fermenting, so then it's already out wine, you see. Pour me mining and pour me shale mining. Kids. So I mean, generally it's not mal. But when the Mishnah says mauling, that's in the case where it already had men saw mine before. Some male some male becomes pop. But it really means it's not mal, it's not mash. כיצד מקווה שיש באבוים סוף חוסר אחס נופל לשיחי סום מהם לא ילוא because it's not mine הוי באבוים סוף נוסם סוף ונוטל סוף and then דומתים a סוף מפרס oranges, wine, milk I mean so then הרי זה כושר because since it already had them סוף so the additional mepeiros becomes bottle in the mind even though it's not some salt and not also so it's still kosher but the more in the bombers that Bivay says on the Rabbi Echanan lo yishomo ala ad rube abu rube dveilech it's not kosher it's not kosher why is it kosher at all we should say rishin bottle so that's the Rabbanon we do not say rishin bottle so according to all the Shemim this din ad rubei but Jesus Megubei is possible as reference to Mepeah in other words if you had a Mepeah of Mensor and you poured in a sow of oranges so now it's 41 so then you do out once so again it's false when you did it 90 times 20 times it's still kosher but suppose you do it you repeat it 21 times so then after you have done it 21 times so it turns out that the rov of the liquid, of the fluid in the mikveh is of meperes. So then we do not say rishon bottle, and it's possible. But in case of manchurim, according to Rashi, in case of Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, so even if you had a boim saw and you dumped one saw of manchurim, and then you took out one saw, and then you again dumped a saw of manchurim, and again you took out one saw, even if you do it 100 times, 1,000 times, it is still kosher. Masha'il came, the Raivet and the Rambam, they applied the Gemara, Eloi Shono Lad Rubei, Abun Rubei Veilech, this puzzle, to Mayim Shuv, even to Mayim Shuv, the Rubei Veilech, so it's possible. But the Rambam, Pasos, the Rambam says, that Samachim lo basre, Vidushi Rambam lo basre, that they call it the Rambam, it's only possible because of Marasai. So since it's not so binotal, so the observer might think that the mind shulim was dumped into it before it had Memsor. But suppose you have a mikveh of Memsor and you don't pin a thousand saw of mind shulim, then there is no Marasai. But according to the Raivet, it is possible not because of Marasai. Not because of Marasai. So Mimele, according to the Raivet, if you have a mikveh of Memso, you can only dump in Memso shuv, but not more than Memso shuv. Raivet. Alright. Now, Rambam Yohar. Hamayim shuvim, they've been materially misfortune, my chikosuvim zesim, mirokis, mishlokis, my chokim shlokis, my tamit chatsam yizayim, mishmo, 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 Atul Yachmit. Nidik Nefes. Dim Yachmit. Kote, that's a small measure. Echad Nisamad Dalet Luk, 164th of the Luk. Pomi Malim, Tim Forest, which is Miklabun, so my children as we summon Paris. Vaki not of some men of mine may pay his more than Yahab, I call a social may pay his and shall leave him as him as a mikve. Pom me my link, he told me the mikve she even saw Chosra Hans. He should do. He did a bit of his sense in Sawan Robin, the Shino is Maro, his kosher. Even though there is a psalm of Shimare, let's say, suppose you have the mikve of Memsor, and then you dump in so much orange juice that the whole marrow of the mikveh turns yellow. So then it becomes possible. But that's only shayach bishin mare results from the karubes of some other liquid. But if the shimare does not result from the behen, the mamoshes of another fluid, then even though the mara changes, it's not possible. That's why the abyssalization is our not in the shimmer smell of kosher. Rabbi Yisrael may have tseva paisling paisling shleishalik when you paisle paisling the shimmer mara. Nof yisir yayin meir the shimmer smell of kosher. Ketzat yase yam kum yakin yagit shomim. So there is a very simple cure to the psul of Shinbar. In other words, if more water comes in and the mare the mare changes to its original mare, so then it becomes kosher. Hoye b'yabuim so in our bikatim nisli seichei achiyazru mareyem limara mayim. So again, according to the Raile, according to Russian cases, it's not chaya. So in our bikatim nisli thousands and ten thousands, there's no problem. According to the Rambam, so it can also be in our bikatim nisli hundreds and thousands. So But the Rambam says, Nosusov, Notusov, with a mind shooting, Gesim, Rupe. So it's possible. So that's Nosusov, Notusov, but there is Marasayim. But Masheike, if you don't want, you know, into a mikveh that everybody knows has mem saw, even thousand saw, there is no marasai. And according to the Raibe, so when it says the Mala Bikate, the Nisim Seche, so Roy Biabuim saw, so Mala Bikate, so Mala Bikate only up to mem saw, but not more than mem saw. Now there are. Das Bauer doch als Kind und verschiedene Schiene Mare. In Pesel ist die Schiene Mare in der Schwitzigere in der Mosch. Leo, mein Mann jetzt in der See, sind ja mit hier schon schon, du mal die Karte. Ich hab schon, aber die Chosra ist hier. Schön, nicht so, wie mir hier geht. Du mal die Karte, wie mich verschollen, ja schon in Pesel, ich sehe, Leo. Noch einmal, sich ja in und mehr, wie Schiene nicht das Mare, אם אין בי מרמיים אבוי נשא, הרי זה לא יתרובה. הרי זה לא יתרובה. אם מרמיים אבוי נשא, אם אין מיקר אבוי נשא, שאין במרמיים, איתו בסמיקר, אפילו בסצד שאין במרמיים. זה טוב על יורס את זה. All right, I would like to give you a share Thursday. Now, we'll finish the period with the Rabbi Matanore, and then with the Rash and the Rosh. I mean, there isn't much because I'm the Russian Rosh. All right.
Shirchok Zion, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yuzan, Yir Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, May 7, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
Well, the Shrei Shem Lugim Shenofu, if it is Gimel Lugim, visible Gimel Lugim, but here it's not visible Gimel Lugim, it's all absorbed, either in the sponge or in the Beifan Akli, and then it's squeezed out, you see. And he doesn't have to invert it. He can raise it the regular way. El Mabil Niso, Mayel Niso Tidar. Kishvera Zane, Rabbono Mashvil and Luka Tano, Kele requires the same shear as Luka Tano. The Rabbi Yudah Mafik, he distinguishes with his shape shape clearly. So, in order to have chibur, we require a nekev dalat vochim. Uboy dalat vochim begodu o yirei vakli bikotu. Kishare vakli o yeser mishver zanet. So, sak, mipne shamayim urobim. Now, you have to remember, if you didn't look up Tshuva Mem in the Chamtzi, you should look it up. So, the Rav Yos Pshat, and then the Pshat that is attributed to Rashi according to the Chamtzi. Neshamayim Rabbi, Terech Mikri La'arivo, Ve'im Terasri Aleyem, Mitzu Amikro, Ve'im Mikri Mitzitzem, in צורך בחייס האופיר, כשו כן, שאומיו המים שבסייך חפש למסמיקלה, כשחז למסייכו. כדיבנן מכמה מפרק זיין, אלא מגבילו ומלו כתאפו, שהמים שבסייכו נשוב. גיסטרה, פירק גיסטרה, מי עד גיסטרה,